the Calabi-Yau free flow in the string theory. Can you see that? Then we look at a 10-dimensional space-time, and with the compactifications on a 6-dimensional internal space, and then a 6-dimensional internal space to have a consistence in 4-dimensional theory, we require the 6-dimensional space to be Calabi-Yau free flow. Meaning that the holonomy of the metric sitting inside SU3. Okay. And the mirror symmetry is, roughly speaking, about the duality between two string theory on two different Calabi-Yau manifolds. But mathematically, we usually look at it as the duality between the two different geometry. One is the complex geometry on X, and then that should be roughly equivalent to the symplectic geometry on another Calabi-Yau free flow. And both are Calabi-Yau free flow, and we're not going to say specifically what that means, but it's kind of a guiding principle of how we view the mirror symmetry with correction and so on. So first of all, I want to make a comment that in this case, the way that we look at mirror symmetry, in fact, it should work for all Calabi-Yau manifold in any dimensions. Okay. So you have this Bastrave Borisov construction of how to construct mirror pair, and a lot of study by Konsevich. This is how he was introduced mirror symmetry in this content. And then to understand how to realize this type of symmetry, there was this well-known proposal by Strominger, Yao, and Sasov. Which says that, in fact, this identification should be realized more geometrically. So first, they both have a special Lagrangian vibrations, torus vibrations, in and here refer to the complex dimensions of the Calabi-Yau manifolds on Sn with some singularity. And then they have a dual vibrations. Maybe there's some graph here or lattice here. Some discriminant locus in Sn, and then the dual structure here. So both should emit special Lagrangian vibrations with sections. And in fact, the mirror symmetry should be realized as a like a Fourier-Mackay transformation on this set, on this structure. In fact, we learned this morning from Mark Gross to, in fact, at the limit, you can should be related to the affine geometry on the base, and then that should be the Lagrangian transform on the base. So this really more generally is a Fourier transform along the fiber. couple with some Lagrangian transform along the base, roughly speaking. There are lots of people like Kenji Fukaya and Gross and myself, Saslov and Yao and so on. So there are ways to kind of see how to realize this. But these are all mirror symmetry conjecture, which we think that should hold in any dimension. But if you look at the original scenario, which we are looking at Calabi-Yau manifold of dimension 3, there are in fact many more duality, many more symmetry that hold in that dimension, which you cannot share it with high dimensional Calabi-Yau manifolds. So example of those include Gobakoma, Wafa. Which I'm not going to say very precisely, but that will, is a special case of trying to understand the duality between Calabi-Yau threefold and so-called M theory on a seven-dimensional manifold. So that's some kind of duality between that. And that, in fact, gives us some amazing conjecture on how to determine the number of curves in Calabi-Yau threefold, X, by looking at the threefold cross with S1. You can also, there are also further duralities by looking at example like S1, where the S1 order is not an honest order everywhere. They can be degenerate circle vibrations. And it's a bunch of work by Wafa and his group, other people, many other people. And example of some of those conjecture which become very important mathematically. Involve even though you don't need to look at a very general Calabi-Yau threefold, just look at a specific one. Could be like the cotangent bundle of S3, and that will be related to the Calabi-Yau threefold, which is the O-1 O-1 bundle over CP1, which is S2. Okay. And that related to, for example, the large N transignment theory on one side, which are equivalent to the open string theory on the other side. In particular, we can use that to determine some of the open Gromov-Witten invariants on the other side. And in fact, both of this space can be realized as some smoothing of the following singular space. The singular space is the Kong on S3 cross S2. Let me just write it this way. So this is a five-dimensional manifold, and you look at the Kong on this one. Now, if you look at this one is a singular space, but if you look at that as a very specifically, this space you can write as the C0 square plus C1 square plus C2 square plus C3 square equal to 0. Inside C3, C4 is the quadratic cone, and that is of this type. And this has an isolated singularity at the origin, but you can replace this singularity, this point, by either S2 or S3. And if you, that means that if you cone on the S2 side, you can look at this as the S3 cross the cone on S2. Okay? The cone on a sphere is the R3 here. So that is a cotangent bundle of S3. And you can do that here. that is the cone on S3 and then cross S2 topologically. So there are two different resolutions or smoothing of this singularity. On the left hand side, you can consider this as a smoothing in the complex category, because all you need to do in this case is you replace the zero on the right hand side by a small epsilon. That would be this space. And the S3 in the zero section is just the Lagrangian vanishing cycle. Or you can replace the points by S2. This is a blow up construction. And S2 become an exceptional curve. And that is, you can consider this smoothing in the synthetic category. So in a way, this become a duality between the complex structure and the synthetic structure. It's the deformation on both sides. So I want to explain that, in fact, many of this property should be explained in a more natural way in the G2 geometry. And also, we want to combine the different duality together to form a so-called triality. So that would be, if you are in a G2 case, the whole symmetry becomes a triality symmetry, which breaks down into a duality symmetry. If you assume the G2 manifold become a product, which you break the symmetry, like here. So for example, here, where is the triality? It's in fact, if you look at this case, this O minus one minus one bundle for S2, in fact, you can also have a flop to another, just replace the minus one curve by another one minus one minus one curve. And this three different space should be treated as the same space in the G2 case. But only when you reduce to Calabi-Yau free-fold case, then you lose the symmetry, and then they look different. So let me, and also, there's also another one. Maybe at the end I will say a couple more well. That we want to relate that in this case too. It's a proposal by Gukov, Yao, and Sasov that in fact, there are also other physicists which look at a very similar case in other dimensions that related to mirror symmetry between discovered duality between Calabi-Yau threefold and G2 manifold with K3 vibration. So in this case, we in fact also need to couple gauge field on the left hand side to form the symmetry. And then again, we hope that in the future we should understand that we should combine this with the mirror symmetry and hope that they're really part of the triality symmetry. So to begin, let me first talk about what is a G2 manifold. Replace string by M, which doesn't stand for motif here. So in this case, one study, an 11-dimensional space-time of the form M here, so it's called M. Okay. And in a similar way of obtaining S2 free holonomy for Calabi-Yau threefold, here we will require M to have a holonomy inside G2. And those manifolds are called G2 manifolds. So let me first explain it mathematically, what is a G2 geometry and what is G2 manifold. Let me just say very quickly about the geometry of vector product, or just vector product. So what is a vector product? So a vector product is things that we know in high school. It's a product on R3. So the product has the following structure. If you look at a vector U cross V, that has the following property, that the length of this vector should be the area of the parallelogram spanned by this vector U and V. And then the directions of U and V should be perpendicular to this parallelogram. Should be perpendicular to U and V. And that is called a vector cross product, or vector product. In fact, you can write this down in R3. One way to write it is the following. Well, we all know vector product, just like this, right? Just this right-hand rule. So you can write it explicitly, algebraically, like following. You write R3 as the set of all imaginary quaternions. And so both U and V are imaginary quaternions. And then in that case, the product is just the quaternionic product. And then, of course, you have to project it back to the imaginary part. Okay. Very easy to see. Let's check it. Now, in general, a vector product is you can replace R3 by any dimension with the same property. And let's just call that vector product. And it turned out that it is not that flexible, in fact. In fact, if you assume this, then n has to be either 3 or 7. That's it. It turned out that it has only two possibilities. One is the one in R3. The other one is a vector product in R7. And what is the vector product in R7? Well, it's this. Yes? We're just saying that this one is perpendicular to you and me. Huh? Yeah, that's also orientation, which I'm not. Yeah. That's right. But then you have to, if you apply that to have a bilinear map in general, then you have no other choice. That's why the whole thing is very rigid. It seems that it is very flexible, but that's not. This property is, of course, very, very weak. It turned out that the first property is amazingly strong. It's a very good point to see how strong that this property is. So it turned out that there's only two possibilities. One is R3, one is in R7. And the reason that you have it in R7 is not coincidental. It's in fact R7 is, if you add 1, that becomes the automaton. So it's really the structure comes from so-called the norm division algebra. So this is the same definition. So this is the such a structure. And a definition of a G2 manifold is just saying that you have this structure on each tangent space, which is half parallel when you move from point to point. So that's the definition. So let's say you have a Riemannian manifold in dimension 7. So in particular, you have a Lavoisier connection coming from the metric, which measure how things are varying from point to point. So the first, the property of is called G2 manifold, is if you have this structure at every point, a vector product, or sometimes we call it vector cross product. Then, and also we require, if you move from point to point, it has to move nicely. Smoothly, in fact, it has to move has to be parallel with respect to the Vasivita connections. So that's what a G2 manifold is. Okay. Is there any question? Okay. So that's one way of looking at G2 manifold. Let me just give you a few remarks here. The reason we call it G2 is because if you look at all the automorphism of R7 preserving this product, that is a group, Lie group, which in terms of the classification of Lie group, that is the Lie group G2 compared Lie group G2. So this you realize the G2 geometry as the geometry of vector cross product. Another way you can realize that G2 is G2 as a Lie group is also the automorphism group as an algebra automorphism of the Ortholian algebra. So in fact, this is another way one look at G2 geometry, which I probably won't have time to discuss today. You can look at the geometry as a geometry over the Ortholian. And another approach is look at the following. G2 is also the following Lie group. If you look at the Lie group, G2 has the following Dickey diagram. And this one is in fact coming from the following. If you look at R8, and this is the Dickey diagram for SO8, and of course, the fundamental representation corresponds to all three of this. This one is the original R8, which is called V. Okay. And then this one is the positive spin-off bundle, and that is the negative spin-off bundle. Okay. And then the G2 is the one which are invariant with respect under the triality symmetry here. Okay. All these eight dimensional representations of SO8. And there's a triality symmetry, which is, in fact, the triality is a map. That's where I try, which is a map from, a trilinear map from here. Basically, the map is you look at the product between a positive spin or a negative spin off that become a form, and then a wedge product with V. So G2, you can also look at it as the symmetry of R8 or V, okay, of the metric, and preserve the triality. So another way of looking at it is G2 become a geometry of the triality. And that is something that I think should be the way to understand G2 geometry ultimately. Now, let's come back to the vector cross product case. Let's look at what happened in the Calabi-Yau geometry. Calabi-Yau threefolds don't have a vector product. Well, in fact, it almost has one. In fact, in general, you can look at vector product as this one, you can look at it as a twofold vector product. You send two vector to one vector. In general, you can look at vector product as you send a lot of vector to a vector with the same property. But the only thing that is different will be now you have many, many vector. And then you have to become the volume of the span. Okay? And then perpendicular to all of this. Basically the same definition, just replacing the two-dimensional parallelogram to a high dimensional. But if you look at it, the simplest word case, when there's only one, okay, sorry, one for vector cross product is the following property. this would be nothing plus u. It's not a very good notation. Let's just call it j. Has to be ju, has the same length as u, and then has to be perpendicular to u. And then what is this structure? This is equivalent to be a orthogonal complex structure. And that's why I call it J. So in complex geometry, what you look at, of course, we also have the orthogonal, we also have the metric here. Orthogonal, meaning that G of JU, JV is G of UV. So what is that? Is this two condition is equivalent to that two condition. So we're on our end. Of course, n has to be even. So that's Kader, if you have the same structure. So analog of the G2 geometry will become like Kader geometry. In four-fold vector product. Well, of course, in this case, we want to look at complex submanifold as you know, a complex submanifold, holomorphic bundle, and so on. So complex submanifold are those submanifold, or if you like, you can do it for any x, which is the Kader manifold now. I'm just saying that you have this structure on every tangent space, which is parallel. Then this is just those which are preserved by the product, which is J here. Those are called complex submanifold. But we know that this is equivalent to which are being calibrated by omega to some power depending on these dimensions. Let's say two dimension for simplicity. So those are just holomorphic curves that will be calibrated by omega. So those are what we call instantons, holomorphic curve. And if we want to look at the boundary value for holomorphic curve, that's where the brain comes in, and then those will be called Lagrangians. And here's a definition, half-dimensional space where omega vanish identically. So those are called Lagrangians. Or let's call it brain as well. Now, what is omega? Right? Omega is the Kader form, and the definition is uv is g of juv. And you can do it for any vector product. In general, if you do it for vector product, then you can obtain, define as exactly like that, the metric on u, v, w. This has to be the product between u and v. So now instead of a Kader 2 form, that becomes a free form, and that's called the G2 form. So that plays the role of the Kader form. So similar to the case of Calabi-Yau or Kader geometry, we look at things which are preserved by the product, which are called instantons, and then those which can serve as a boundary condition, like the Lagrangian. So if you do it here, well, first of all, it has to be preserved by the product. Well, there's just not too many products. I just mentioned that the product only exists in dimension 3 and dimension 7. So for any subspace, the dimension better be 3. There's no other subspace. So M is a G2 manifold, a subspace which is three-dimensional, is called, which is preserved by the product will be called an associative submanifold. Or similar to that case, I would just call it instanton. Okay. And just like in this case, you can either look at it as something characterized by the J or this K4. And that is the same here. And this are the secretion to be within calibrated by the free form. And you can do the boundary value problem that turn out to be similar. And again, it will be a Fredholm deformation theory if you require the boundary to lie inside an analog of Lagrangian. What is Lagrangian? Well, this condition, why do you want to have this condition, is to make sure that the calibration property is not being destroyed, basically. So this one is calibrated by omega, so the boundary should not have any contribution from omega. And that usually could be overdetermined unless the dimension of L is maximum. That's why we call it Lagrangian. Here is the same, that the largest dimension where the omega can vanish is dimension 4. And that will be called co-associative. And this, if you require associated submanifold lie inside this one, that again will give you a Fredholm deformation theory. So here, if you just imitate what we learned in the study of Calabria or Kähler manifold, one of the questions will be, let's say if you try to count the number of instantons, so that holomorphic curve, let's say with boundary value. So similar to Floor theory, one interesting case would be computing different co-associative boundary conditions and require the free manifold to the instanton to bounding the union of them. Okay. So as an initial result, what we can see, that one of the, would we expect the following to be true, that this type of problem now should be closely related to the geometry of the four manifold, C. Okay. So for example, if you expect C and C pi to be very close to each other, so you can write one as a graph over another one, from the normal bundle, then this number should be determined by the geometry of C. Okay. In fact, this number we expect to be the same as Cyber-Witten invariant for C plus some contribution for Barberin. Meaning that if you look at all those A, let's say with a small volume, then to avoid the bubble, then that's what we determine by the Sutter-Witten of C. And what we know is true is that it's true, at least in the case where C and C pi, they do not intersect. Then it's true. The reason is the relation comes as from the following. When C and C pi are close to each other. In fact, what is C pi? It turned out that the normal bundle is always the bundle of self-filled two form. And then C pi will be the graph of a self-filled two form on C. And then the counting of this instanton will become counting holomorphic curve for this symplectic structure on C with boundary value along the zero set of omega, which by the work of Taus, we expect that to be the cyber-written event. So this also gives us a another perspective of the geometry of G2 manifolds. Only those which are of small volume, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, those will be bigger volume, yeah. We don't count those, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. This is a result for myself as Xiaowei Wang. Oh, this one. So it also tell us some more about G2 geometry. It should really be look at it from two different perspectives. That one is the G2 manifold. If you look at it as a Calabial threefold cross S1, for example. Okay, so we'll see that you want to see the Calabial threefold geometry as part of G2 geometry. In fact, not just part of G2 geometry. We want to see the mirror symmetry and other derivatives together on Calabial threefold should combine better in the G2 setting, forming a rigid curve symmetry that we want to understand. We're still far from understanding this well. Another point of view is this kind of geometry inside submanifold geometry inside G2 manifold will be closely related to the will also include all the geometry of low dimensional geometry 3 and 4 manifold. So should also combine the which you don't see in Calabial manifold in higher dimension. Also and include those like Donaldson theory and cyber-Witten theory and trans-Simon type theory for free manifold in here, just like in the large N derivative. So we'll say something about here, this here. Yeah. I'm going to say it right now, yeah. Okay, so let me show you some example. First is this one. That if you start with this one, it's a Calabial manifold, Calabial threefold. So that is a Kader manifold, it's a Kader form. Also, it has a holomorphic volume form omega. Then, in fact, the product of mx cross s1 will be a G2 manifold, where instead of writing down the product equivalent, you can write down the free form. So the free form here is just that free form plus the omega, which depends on the orientation, yeah, d theta. But theta is the angle in s1. And more generally, most of the more sensible G2 manifold we want to try to understand in physics is all of this form, but the product of circle is not really honest product. Some of the circle could have zero size. And the place of zero size will become a special Lagrangian in the Calabial threefold. That is how you relate the open Gromov-Witten invariant on a Calabial threefold to the instanton in G2 manifold. Because those with boundary in here will no longer have boundary in M7. Some other example, in fact, the first complete example of holonomy really is V2, is on S3 cross R4. This is the example of Brian and Solomon. So I'm not going to write down the metric explicitly to you. But I want to explain a point of view by adopted by Atiyah and Witten of how do you see that, how do you see this manifold. Okay. So this is very much like S3 cross R3, but now it's S3 cross R4. So in fact, this manifold is, again, a resolution of the cone on S3 cross S3. If you cone on S3 cross S3, it's an isolated singularity. And then you can this one you can look at it as instead of cone, you can write that consider the R4 as a cone on one of the S3 vector. So it seems from this point of view you have two different ways of doing it. But in fact there are three different ways. The three different way is, in fact, S3 cross S3 is better to look at it because of the fact that S3 itself is a group. So you can look at the quotient by S3 as a group, SU2, the action act on it on multiplication on the right, and then this just cone on the whole thing. So in fact, the free S3 factor should be treated in a symmetric way. So now the S3 cross R4 in fact has three different realizations depending on which S3 you want to use to replace the singular point. So in fact there are three different ones which all look like this one, which all look like S3 cross R4. So all three are resolution of this, and let's call that G2 from example. So if you go from a flop from M1 to M2, you will be take away a S3. It turned out there are two different ways of putting back, two different other ways of putting back the S3. And all three has to be treated equivalently. And in fact, if you want to recover the previous picture, you should just quotient this picture from the left by S1. It depending on how S1 is acting on which factor of S3. And then you will recover the cotangent of S3 on one in one case, and then the O minus one bundle in the other two cases. So it's kind of in a G2 setting, this kind of flop become much more symmetric than the two than the collabial free flow case. So what we want to understand in one case is we try to see that this is just a geometric operation. We want to see that a Lagrangian type transformation on this case, so let's just call this type of Lagrangian type transformation on chirality, should give us the large angularity. So let's see that how in one particular case, how it's related to the scaling relations for trans-Simon theory, the knot invariant. So let's see what kind of geometry we want to look at. So there are different type of geometry, like A geometry and B geometry, and so on. So in this case, let's look at the following Lagrangian or functional that we want to see that this will preserve under the transformations that so let's just look at the various we can look at the bundle case or look at the cycle case. Let's just look at the cycle in the first case. Let's look at one case. Here, let's look at the following functional or Lagrangians. If you look at all the map, all the submanifold in M, let's just parameterize it. Related into quotient by the parameterization. And then with a connection on C. And the functional would be the following. So all these are more really seven-dimensional phenomena that you really require the dimension to be of this one. So this is a F here and a connection BA. So this one is a four-dimensional submanifold in M, but let's say that you fix a background one called C0, a transdiamond type construction. So let's just say that you look at the five-dimensional space, which go from this one to the other one. Okay. And then the function is just you integrate over this five-dimensional space, which just look like this. And you look at the pullback of the freeform, the freeform wedge with the curvature. So far. Okay. In fact, a better way of writing this is the following. It's a e to the power fa plus omega plus star omega. Okay. Because this one turned out to be, you can use that for all the other cases. In this particular four-dimensional case, you reduce to this particular one. The nice thing about this functional is the other Lagrange equations become the following such that the image in M is co-associative. It's a brain, remember, that's what we have earlier. And also the curvature, which is the connection on C, you get an anti-self-dual bundle over C. So naturally, co-associative couple with anti-self-dual connections. So in fact, one can, in my earlier paper, we can discuss the Kaff-Moss theory on this. For example, when you decompose the G2 manifold into two along a Calabi-Yau freefold, how this are related to geometry of Calabi-Yau freefold, and so on. So that is quite interesting. The interesting part is the self-coupling, which, I mean, how do you see the anti-self-dual connection come up naturally? And that's how, why I was saying that why you should see the Donaldson theory also should come naturally, sit inside the cloud, G2 geometry. And also, if you look at exactly the same functional, instead of looking at on the four-dimensional case, but let's assume that this one is of three dimensions, look at the same functional here. Then this one, as a Morse function here, of any connection, let's say, same definition, then the other Lagrange equation in this would be quite different, would be the A, this one become associative, submanifold, and the connections is a flat connection on A. So in fact, in this case, one will be just the Morse theory, the floor theory will be just counting the instanton, the co-associated submanifold, which couple with like the transdiamond cohomology on the free manifold. So this type of transdiamond type theory, on this case, will be related to each co-associated submanifold. And then you add with the transdiamond theory for the corresponding submanifold, roughly speaking. Okay. Conjecture that kind of interesting to see that I would like is the following. What happened to this Kaff cohomology? Of course, to really define it, well defined, was of almost impossible. I mean, to understand the complexification of this kind of modularized space is a very difficult problem. But if you look at M1 and M2 and M3, they are all under this type of G2 flop to each other. Okay? That's what I did earlier. Well, first of all, when can you do a flop? So maybe before that, let me just mention that is not automatic, in fact. So let me first explain this, when you should expect that to happen. It's also an interesting question that, let's say if you see a G2 manifold, let's say you have a family of G2 manifold, the metric depending on the parameter T, but for T not equal to zero, you see a lot of small S3 here. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, a lot of those and so on. And then when T go to zero, all this S3, the size go to zero. Okay. And then you, these are associative S3. And then you wonder whether you can flop it, you can flop more of them. Okay. So in fact, if you remember what happened in the Calabi-Yau free-fold case, whenever you see a -1, -1 curve, you can always flop it. But in fact, if you look at the holomorphic case, that is not as clear. In fact, that was a more earlier was Friedman, and then more earlier was Smith, Thomas, and Yao, that they try to understand how when you can do this extremal transition in the Calabi-Yau free-fold case. So the analog situation in G2 would be the following. Okay. Under such a degeneration, okay, M can be flop, G2 flop, meaning that you have another family of G2 manifold, which you also degenerate to the singular point, but locally you get this flop model that we had earlier. That should be, that can happen, should be, that this cycle satisfies linear relation. So that in the Calabi-Yau free-fold case for extremal transition was proved. Well, that was is known now. So we should expect that to happen too. But there are many more flop in this case than in the free-fold case, because you can have chirality flop. So the conjecture is under a G2 flop that this type of cohomology or maybe some other topological field theory should form a exact triangle. And that will be kept the analog of the chirality between this free space. And that would imply in the particular case, what this would give the sky relations for the knot invariant. The reason is basically the thing is when you're doing this flop on a big G2 manifold on the S3, okay, and you want to understand what happens to the associative cycle, and then you can flop this cycle when this one is some kind of knot here, and then you want to see how the knots behave under the flop. And then this kind of cohomology will be related to this trans-Simon cohomology theory. So So I should say that still there are very little that we know about G2 geometry, because first of all, there's no way that we can, it's much harder to use algebraic geometry to help us calculate many terms. But we should still see that the many different type of geometry for Calabi freefall and all the other low dimensional low dimension, meaning that three and four dimensional geometry, they will all fit nicely inside this seven dimensional G2 geometry. And in a way, one should understand so-called low dimension should mean eight or smaller. Basically, it's coming from the Ohmian structure. And the three and four dimensional is like a quaternion geometry, and that's it is like as Ohmian geometry, as like half dimensional geometry. Thank you. Yes? Yeah. Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah, but I just don't have time to talk about this. Yeah. Calabi Yau, sorry? Huh? Yes? What are the Calabi Yau? Say again. Yeah, but this is looking at when you contract a minus one curve, or a vanishing cycle, then that will give you this local model, right? So if you look at any Calabi Yau freefall, if you cross with S1, that will be a G2 manifold, right? Is that your question? How do you get another G2 manifold from it? Yeah. Yeah, that if you look at just the quintic cross with the circle, that will become a G2 manifold. Or in fact, one expects that a large class of, if you look at a large class of Calabi Yau, toric Calabi Yau manifold, freefall, and looking at all this special Lagrangian inside, then one expects to have a G2 manifold of this Calabi Yau, toric Calabi Yau cross with S1, where the S1 degenerate along the special Lagrangian. And that is still a main problem that we don't understand. Yeah. Well, the G2, I mean, that's what I'm saying here. In this case, in the Calabi Yau freefall case, they look different, right? They have this S3 and S2, but they look the same in the G2 case, right? Which one, sorry? In what case? In what sense? But no. No, I can say something, but not something as extensive as this. I mean, some of this certainly you can try to do exactly the same thing. But not all of them, yeah. It probably has more that I do not know yet, so that's why I'd rather not say it, because the point I probably would say is, look, wait, just like this, so that's not as exciting. So that the deformation will be like deformation of holomorphic curve. It can be obstructed, yeah. It's again like holomorphic curve that so if you look at deformation of holomorphic curve, that is the local deformation is given by the spin off. It's the harmonic spin off, and that's the same as the associative cycle. Or it just don't have to, it can be S4, for example. It can also be CP2. When you do a Torah, you probably expect that to have a family of degeneration. Just like, it's similar to what happened in complex geometry, vanishing cycle. Okay? Vanishing cycle usually is in half dimension. So if you have torus degenerating, it usually is a family of degeneration. A family, I mean, degenerate to a singular web subspace. Not a G2 manifold. G2 manifold. Yeah, but they will also be there because you will be counting the associated cycle for each of them. In this case, in this one, each of them you will be related to the four theory for that three manifold. So the thing is that if you look at in a just like any other flop situations, the thing that is changed here, when you whatever you count will be only counting things which change via this cycle. And that will become localized in the geometry of the free cycle. Because the other part of the geometry, you don't change in the flop. So that part of the information is related to the free manifold information. Thanks. Just.
Oh, my point is that yeah, you still get the harmonic spinners. It's not better behaved.
Not better behaved. No. Yeah. No.
You think maybe by adding curvature.
No, because you see that one is that's exaggerated. But that is self decoupled.
Yeah.
The first one is coupled. The second one is decoupled.
Yeah, so it's.
Well, it's decoupled in the sense of in the early Lagrangian equation, but not decoupled when you look at the gradient flow. The flow line will be coupled, though. Yeah.
Hey, so I couldn't tell you really what you were on board. So what are the two functions?
The function is there. Oh, I erased it already.
So here you have a.
So this one is this. This is just.